It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Zach and Josh. Brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com.
Welcome in, everyone. Zach Jones here on a beautiful Monday morning. I'm in our Amherst studios, and you're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show, brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com. We go now, though, to the West Hur Hotline as Bills practice over at St. John Fisher is getting underway, and our own Sal Capaccio joins us now. Sal, good morning. How are we doing today?
I'm well. Good morning. It's a bit of a hot day. It's the first day of pads today. Team will be out here kind of, you know, banging around, hitting each other. First day of pads is always an interesting day in any level of football. If you've ever played football in your life, you've been around football, it's just there's a lot that goes with it. There's a lot of anxiety, a lot of nervousness, nervous anticipation, you know, so that's today. And these guys have been doing it their whole lives. I promise you that never goes away. It does not matter how long you've been doing it. And you're a coach, it's the same thing. You get a chance to evaluate your guys in a much different setting. What do we always hear coaches say? Well, we got to see the pads come on. We got to see what happens when the pads come on. Well, guess what? Today, the pads come on.
I found myself saying that a lot last week whenever there was like a big like Keon Coleman play or Kincaid play, really just the offense having a day. I was like, it's all without pads. Let's temper the expectations. Let's relax. Let's calm down. I heard Steve Tasker on earlier today with Jeremy and Joe basically saying too, like for defensive players, it'll kind of feel like they can actually play now. They can hit back.
Yeah, for sure. I think that's a big difference, right? Like, I always say it's so tough. Like Keon Coleman makes a really nice play, or Khalil Shakir makes a really nice play. But you can't hit him. Like you're getting close to him, but you want to be careful. Even banging heads, run into you're not. Neither of you have pads on. Even for your own protection as a defender, you're getting close, but you're kind of you got a stop sign on everybody pretty much. That's not the case today. Now look, they're not going out there trying to light each other up. I promise you that. And it'll probably be like up thud. And not tackling to the ground. You generally see that at training camp practices. Up thud is when you get to somebody, you hit them, you wrap them up. But you're going to have guys banging. And what I'm really interested in seeing, I should say, is not just like that part. It's the one-on-ones, DBs and receivers, and the hand fighting and the checking and the grabbing and how you get off that. Now you can start to see some of that stuff. It's not just, hey, it's a one-on-one. If he beats you to the sideline, he catches it, because now you can't kind of get a hand on them. You couldn't before. Today, that changes.
Sal, we are going to listen back to Bills head coach Sean McDermott. He spoke earlier today, but we do have, it seems to be the most lengthy injury report up to this point with some vet rest days, of course, in there as well. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, I think the biggest one is, well, there's two Mike Edwards on the team, so everybody knows. One's a safety, one's an O-lineman. Mike Edwards, the O-lineman, is in concussion protocol. But Mike Edwards, the safety, who's expected to be a starter on this team, who missed most of OTAs and minicamp with a shoulder injury and recovery, he is out with a hamstring injury, and he was termed week to week by Sean McDermott. Not day to day. Week to week is not a great designation when it comes to anticipating a timeline. So what does that mean? Well, it means Mike Edwards isn't going to be out here for a while. I'm guessing we won't see him the rest of, you know, training camp here at St. John Fisher. We'll see where that goes. But what we will see and who we will see, Damar Hamlin and Cole Bishop. To me, this is now becoming a competition between those two to line up next to Taylor Rapp. Now, when Mike Edwards returns, whenever that is, that'll look a little different. But between now and then, you're gonna have Cole Bishop and Damar Hamlin most likely competing to be the starter and then see where it goes when Edwards comes back. That's those two, and then there was one more. You hear that? Oh, Chase Claypool. I'm at the far field, guys. You hear the people behind us cheering. That's because the offense and Josh Allen is on their way right now to the main practice field. So they're going to go do some stuff there, and we'll check that out, probably one-on-ones. We'll see. But Chase Claypool hurt his ankle yesterday, wide receiver. He did not take a rep after that. He is out today with an ankle injury. And, yes, veteran rest days today for Matt Milano, Von Miller, and Taron Johnson. I see Miller and Johnson out here with trainers on the exercise bike. I do not see Milano right now, but it is a vet rest day for all three of them.
Which does make sense. I think on day one, McDermott said that some of these guys are going to be managed, and I think he even outright said Milano by name. So that does track so far. Sal, on yesterday, I do know we had a special Sports Talk Sunday, but for those that weren't listening, I know Matthew Smiley spoke, and then also just real quick, kind of what you saw on the practice field.
Yeah, so Matthew Smiley, a lot of it was on the new kickoff rules, right, and how to manage that. I thought his key quote was, there's more anxiety than excitement when it comes to figuring this out. Yeah, you have a blank canvas, kind of, right, and you can be creative. There's no doubt about that, Zach, but with that comes, you don't know if it's going to work or not, and that's a lot of anxiety for any coach. Right? You could do a lot of creativity. You could have a lot of things happening, and it could work, or it could be a disaster, and then there's going to be a lot of copycatting around the league. You're going to see some team do something, go, oh, man, that's what we need to do, and then from week to week, everything's going to change. So a lot of that from Matthew Smiley. He also did not commit to anybody as their main punt returner. He said they have a few guys that are vying for that spot. Daquan Hardy's back there. He even mentioned Khalil Shakir is back there. Ty Johnson, I think, could be a kick returner. There's a few guys they have back there. They can do it. So that's a competition to be watching for. Jack Browning, a competition. I think Jack Browning could win the punter job. There's going to be something to watch during preseason against Sam Martin. Jack Browning, he mentioned, is a guy that has very good, like, catch to kick time, right? The time to get it and then get it out is really key in the NFL and all levels of football, but he's very good at that. He's very consistent with it, which is really, something for him. On the practice field, it was a great day for Keon Coleman. He had a big day, a couple of big catches, one you've seen on video probably. The Bills tweeted it out. Back corner of the end zone, he beat Christian Benford, was able to Josh Allen fit it in there. Really nice catch right there. But, boy, Allen was on fire yesterday. 7-on-7, 11-on-11, red zone, it did not matter. Josh Allen was absolutely great yesterday. The offense looked really good. Yes, if you're keeping score, like, offense wins a day, defense wins a day. Yesterday was certainly a win for the offense. I think the defense had their share a couple days ago, and that's what you want to see a little bit out here. But I think yesterday the offense was really on point.
And I think that's right. The crowd will always cheer for the offense, but you do want that give and take of the defense makes their fair share plays. Because I've already seen on Twitter people like, should I be nervous about the defense? Like, what is happening? No, I mean, the pads are going on now, and a little bit of give and take. We had the day last week where three straight plays, three straight interceptions. So, I mean, this is still going to be a talented group. It's just, there's a lot of new faces.
Yeah, for sure. And, we're starting to see a little of separation, too, or maybe guys rising up, I should say. Tyrell Shavers, wide receiver. Tyrell Shavers starting to get some run with the first-team offense. Let's see how that carries over. So, yeah, there's some new guys that are kind of getting some looks here. We're going to see some guys because of injury. Also, just a note, yesterday, James Cook missed practice with an excused personal absence. He is back on the practice field today.
Perfect. Wonderful to hear. All right, Sal, well, let's get back to practice. Hopefully, we can hear from you later on in the show.
All right, you got it, buddy. Thank you.
That was Sal Capaccio there. He's over at St. John Fisher getting a look in at practice. And also, Sal takes you behind the scenes during Bills training camp with Sal's All Access Facebook Live on the WGR's Facebook page, driven by your Upstate Honda dealers for great deals on the entire Honda lineup. Visit your Upstate Honda dealer today. Zach Jones here until 12 o'clock, and I am joined by, after coming back from his wonderful, much-needed vacation, Josh Schmidt.
Hello.
How you doing, bud?
Good. How are you?
It's been a while since we've seen each other. I mean, we've been talking the entire time you were gone, but
it's weird, like being away for 10 days and seeing all this stuff happen on Twitter. To be fair, for like the first 6 days of this trip, I didn't open Twitter once. I was barely on my phone. I went on a little excursion out to the New England East, if you want to call it that. Went to Rhode Island, went to Maine, Boston, did a bunch of cool stuff. Saw some cool sights, had some fun.
You went to a polo match, which we're going to get into.
Went to a polo match, which was a lot and nothing of what I expected.
It was fun. Before I came in today, so obviously the Olympics are on.
Right.
And I try to watch as much of the Olympics as I can. It can be a little tough when some of the events are starting at 5:30 because
I'm or 3
personally,
in the
morning. Yeah, I'm not getting up for that.
No.
I'll wait till later. I was watching the equestrian events.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, horses. Oh, Josh saw a polo match. And I was sitting there, I'm like, I gotta remember to ask him about that. That's right.
Yeah, no, it was a good trip. there was, I only saw one person with Bills apparel on, and I put this poll up on my Twitter when it happened. I lied. I was on Twitter once in the first few days. This guy had a Bills hat on, and my girlfriend's brother, who was also there with us, he also had a Bills hat on and said, "Hey, go Bills." And the guy went, "Huh?"
Oh, that's poor form.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's poor form.
And it was like, buddy, what's that?
That's not good.
Like, you're wearing a Bills hat. And we were on Harvard's campus as well, might I add, when that happened. So maybe not the world's best and brightest at Harvard.
Out of 10, what would you rate the campus? Just initial impressions.
Honestly, kind of like a 4 or 5.
Really? Wow.
It was a little, like, the main area of the campus, the main gate and all that was cool. But the parking, terrible. It felt like a little city. And
makes sense.
It's not what I expected it to be. I expected it to be more like you know, the old timey feeling. But you literally, it's jarring. You go from like this cool main area where the gate is and all the old buildings are, and then all of a sudden, boom! Here's like a shopping mall with like 85 restaurants and 18 department stores, and it's like, oh, all right. And then you go back to the other part of it where it's like old, and it's just,
it's a little jarring.
It's weird, but like I said, it's literally like a little city. It's a college campus on steroids because of how big it is.
Mm-hmm.
But overall, great trip. You know, did some cool things, saw some history stuff, saw some lighthouses in Maine, ate a lot of seafood.
Oh, I mean, you got to when you're out
oysters.
There. You have
it was great.
To.
It was great.
You got, I mean, that's the thing. If you're out there, that's the kind of food you got to.
Oh, yeah.
You gotta,
for sure.
Unless you've got a shellfish allergy or anything like that.
Well, yeah.
You got to go out there. You got to do it.
But hey, look, when I did finally go on Twitter, it was the day that the offense was popping off. And just having a great time.
It's becoming which one?
It made me want to like take a direct flight from Boston to Rochester.
just get me to see.
I was
John
like, I'm done. Vacation's over. Let's get home. I want to see what these guys are doing. It looks like it's been going pretty well.
Well, so like on that point, like that was a big thing that I was talking about last week. Was just, you know, leading up to it, and we've been on these shows together. Like, you know how I feel about this wide receiver room, or really this skill position rooms, is that I think they are building up just a lot of twos and quality, you know, threes if they need be, with the potential that guys like Khalil Shakir or Dalton Kincaid pop off to be their ones. Maybe even Keon Coleman, with how he's been playing at camp, he does look very impressive again, albeit without pads. Those going on today. But it has gotten me very excited to see just how dialed in Allen has been, how easy at times the offense has been able to move, with some mistakes, of course. As I mentioned, there was Saller was, you know, at towards the end of last week, one of practices where he was great on the 7-on-7s, and then towards the end of practice, 3 straight plays, 3 straight interceptions. So it's not perfect by any means. This defense, I think, still is very good, and that's where it gets me excited that this offense, which is very new look, I mean, they got rid of a lot of their clear-cut guys in Stephon Diggs and Cabe Davis. They look pretty much like they're not missing a step at all. It does feel like they're a very, very good unit pushing the boundaries of where they were. I heard Steve Tasker on today with Jeremy and Joy. I mentioned it with Sal, him talking about some of the other stuff going on. But one of his points that I am now sticking with is he believes that towards the end of this year, this could maybe be McDermott's best team as Bills head coach. A part of me kind of wants to agree on that.
Yeah, and I think to that point, one of the reasons why that might be the case and why it might take the season to see that is because of the fact you're going to have to go through growing pains. Even though you have, let's say, 2 potential starters that are going to be rookies, and maybe Cole Bishop now, especially with the Mike Edwards news, and with Keon Coleman. You have 2 starters that are rookies in very high-impact situations. They're much needed in the spots they're in, and it's going to take them some time to work into things. But along with that, you also just have the growing pains of a team in transition that has gone from, all right, we know we have an established defense, we know we have an established offense, we just need to tweak a few things to get over that hump. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, now it's, okay, what just
We're potentially
happened?
Tweaking where, a where, lot.
Yeah, where did everyone go?
Yeah.
What happened? So now you have to sort of just see how that goes the first 4, 5, 6 weeks of the season. And by that midway point, that's when you're going to start to see, I think, the true team come out, as long as everything's clicking. And the way things are going right now, and the way, you know, Joe Brady and Sean McDermott and even Bobby Babbage too have all been talking this offseason, specifically with Brady in the offense, everyone's going to eat in this offense. Everyone's going to do well in this offense. All of the players are echoing that just 5 days into training camp. I mean,
and even the play on the field so
right,
far has
it's
shown.
It's not just talk. We're seeing it. Again, it's all without pads. You know, things
day could, five things of camp.
Things could completely change today as soon as players put pads on. But it's one of those things where whenever training camp rolls around, it's, oh, great, the offense looks great. Ooh, but the defense, why? What's happening there? Like, and that's where I think we're going to start to see that separation here today of, okay, yeah, the offense is good and the defense is good too. They just didn't have pads on and like it's everything's
and now,
fine.
Now they're actually able to really start participating, because up to this point, yeah, there's no real hitting back. They're not really being able to even press at the line if they wanted to, have you. I kind of hope it doesn't change too radically. I mean, Keon Coleman has been somebody that has made a lot of plays to start camp. He had one, I would say, really rough day, at least from like what Sal's observations was, which is it was either a fumble or a drop pass that was for a big play, what have you. You know, he's had a few moments here and there, but outside of, you know, again, a few moments sprinkled in, he's looked very good. He has been a target for Allen to go to early in practice.
Well, and
Kincaid is somebody as well. Apparently, he's looked dominant in red zone portions of practice as well, which is something that if they get him going in the red zone, now you will see a guy that is, you know, not just producing really well in these third down situations, first down situations. He's putting touchdowns on the board. And then it's just Allen looks incredible. Everything from him is just he's dialed in. He's making insane throws. There was two from yesterday's practice. You, of course, had the Keon Coleman one, but then there's a Dawson Knox one where he fits it between, I think, like three defenders.
Yeah, yeah. And I think it's also – it's interesting to see with Keon Coleman, because the team and, like, the players and the coaches alike talk about getting him involved and getting him involved early. And that's what I was saying, that the growing pains, you're going to see – I don't think it's going to be anything like we saw with Kincaid last year, where he's eased in and all of a sudden, boom, week 8 or 7 or whenever that was, it was, hey, Dalton Kincaid is here. I think from the start, you're going to see
it's going to be week one,
target to Keon Coleman. And it might not go well at first, but that's what this time is for. This time is for, hey, kid, we're going to hammer you with all of this stuff so that when it really matters, you're going to be ready. And I think that's obviously like, in a perfect world, it would work out to the way you want it to, but it's going to be interesting to see how he adapts to that. And it looks like he's adapting fine right now, but as we get into this, you know, with pads and everything, it's going to be interesting to see if he can still continue this. I think if anything, today and tomorrow, maybe you're going to see a little bit of a stumble. He's going to start to, you know, get used to these guys going at him full force, and you have NFL level secondaries coming at you at full speed, rather than just, hey, we're all out here just chucking a ball around, having a great time, and you're making some cool catches. Now is the time where you really start to ramp it up and
like Sal said, it's not, you know, full go. I mean, more they're pushing you to the ground, what have
we
you.
Saw but. What happened in the Texans.
Oh yeah,
training camp. Where
I'd even say
Diggs got leveled.
Yeah, that was not good.
It was
speaking
crazy.
On the Texans though. We do have football this week.
We do,
which is something I'm excited for one simple fact. And Sal brought it up when they were talking with asked about Matthew Smiley when he spoke yesterday. And that is the special teams aspect. I've never looked forward to a Hall of Fame game, Josh, in my life like this. Only for the sheer fact of, obviously, not being at camp, I have not been able to actually see how they're practicing the kickoff. It's tough for me to visualize it. I didn't watch much of the spring football, so I didn't see it. This is sort of like the first iteration. And I've wanted to wait until I see it on the NFL screens, because I didn't really want to like, oh, I hope it's like this. And show me what the product is and we'll move from there. I'm excited for that opening kickoff on Thursday night between the Bears and the Texans.
Who's going to be the returner for either team?
Not a clue. Barely care.
You don't.
Maybe Tyler Scott for Chicago because he's fast.
But I'm just wondering, like, with the amount of or with the different players they have, and the fact that it's the Hall of Fame game,
mm-hmm.
but it's this new kickoff stuff.
It's this new look.
Like, you have to find out now who's going to work where and when. And I feel like we're going to see that so much in the preseason. We're going to see guys that don't normally get snaps in those scenarios get snaps because you have to find out, okay, is this
is using our elite offensive right. skill player actually worth putting in
right.
for special
or
team snaps?
Or is it not worth it and you just get a guy that's fast? Like, if you get – who is the guy you just mentioned? The Bears.
Oh, Tyler Scott.
Tyler Scott. If you put him in there and he works out, then boom, fine, you're good to go.
Mm-hmm.
But if the Bears put Rome Odunze in there on the first kickoff of the preseason and he's electric – What does that mean for the rest of the season?
I can't remember what team, but there was a coach who mentioned that, like, I think there's going to be more, you know, first team guys that want special teams reps because it's. I think there is this feeling right now, because it could change, that there's potential to make huge pop plays in the special teams, and those guys will want to do so. I think a lot of these guys, you know, to a certain extent, did idolize guys like Devin Hester and even Cordell Patterson, built a career off of just being the most electrifying return guys in the game at their specific points. It's going to be a lot of fun. I can't wait to see it because I don't know up to this point what it will look like. I don't want to kind of, in a way, spoil myself. I want to see it the first time it's on an NFL screen and see how teams react to it. There's also a point, again, Steve Tasker on with Jeremy and Joe early in the 9 o'clock hour. You know, what if, like, you know, there's talking about, you know, bringing out the linebacking teams and the defensive line groups and, like, you know, different ways to do this to, like, maybe stop a specific team and how they're doing things. And, like, you can get, you know, more almost like chess kind of moves there of, like, we have our lighter, faster team out here, but they've got the big guys who are going to be able to move through much easier but slower. And it's stuff like that where I'm like, ooh, I really hope this isn't gimmicky because if it's not, this could be perfect. In terms of it's an actual strategy, it's an actual aspect of the game that gets real interesting really fast. But if it comes off as gimmicky or my biggest fear, teams are just willing to take the ball at the 25, I'm going to be upset.
Well, and even, I mean, Bill's special teams coordinator, Matthew Smiley, he talked about having punt returners become kick returners. And if that's going to work mm-hmm. out better. And I'm interested to see like who emerges here for the Bills specifically, but also around the league. Because if you can get... three times a week, if you can get an electric kick return touchdown or just electric kick returns. I mean,
think
about how many times in one NFL week we have a kick return touchdown. It's maybe once.
Not often. No,
once every couple weeks.
Yeah, once every couple weeks. I mean,
but now it could be, you could see them once or twice a week, if not more.
Potentially. And then I think the big thing for me is, I mean, the kickoff return touchdowns are awesome. They're great. I think more of the field position. If you have an elite quarterback and then you have a really good kicking game that gets you to around the 35-40 on most kickoffs.
You could have two play drives. Could you imagine?
Not even necessarily two play drives, but like you're just immediately, you've cut the field in half. You're already, your drives are,
That's what I'm saying. Is if you have a quarterback that can start on their own 40 and get the ball down there, boom, you get down to the 20 and then boom, you're into the end zone. Like that's going to one, make higher scoring games.
Mm-hmm.
And two, that's going to change the entire dynamic of the end of the game. If you can, if there's a minute left and you're down by a touchdown, and all of a sudden you get the ball on your own 40, it's so much more manageable than having it on your own 25.
Mm-hmm. And if that's like your average of like we get to about like the, you know, the 38.5 yard line, like on average, it's going to be one of those situations where like that is a game changing aspect for a team of like they've got Allen, Burrow, Mahomes, what have you, where it's like. And now they're starting there where you might have bad teams where that also helps them because it's like, yeah, we've got Gardner Minshew, but the Raiders are able to start, you know, at the 35, 36 yard line on average. It makes them a bit better than they were before. They're not always starting at the 25 and have to go the whole way. It's just, it's going to be a really fun aspect. My only fear is that coaches will just be like, we're willing to take the touchback. And it goes back to just being a nonsense play. That is my one true big fear.
I think that's one of the things, though, where we won't see it till like partway through the season. I think all the teams, or at least most of them, were going to try this out and just say, hey, Let's see what it looks like. And if, you know, by partway through the season, it's just not worth it, then you're going to start to see coaches just migrate back to the, just all right, just take the touchback and, you know, go from there. But that also could be a strategy, like I was saying, if it's the end of the game and you're trying to keep the other team on their side of the field, you just boot the ball to the end zone and, well,
get out of here.
There you go. You know, so I'm excited, though. That's, even though it's the Hall of Fame game, I think it's going to be an interesting one.
Yep, 100%. We got to take a quick time out here if you want to join the show. What have you been your early thoughts on Bills training camp? 803-0550 is the number to call. Zach Jones, Josh Schmidt here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show until 12 o'clock. You're listening to WGR. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.